Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's head down to Auburn, Alabama, where Vanderbilt plays this weekend against the Tigers starting tonight, Commodores and Auburn, for a three-game series. Coach Tim Corbin is with us now. Tim, how you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning.
You guys go in a day early and get in some training the night before you start one of these series. What are some of the things you really like to focus on, you know, as far as just, you know, getting to know the ballpark and just kind of getting a feel for the whole thing?
Well, I think that's the primary thing. It's just getting to know the ballpark a little bit. And then after that, to get some swings, ground balls, and fly balls on their surface. And it's a 6 o'clock game. We train at 6 o'clock, so it's just more familiarity than anything else. But at this point right now, it was kind of a relief to get on that bus and take off about 100 pounds of weight on their brains and be done with school. And now they're just baseball players, so that was a good feeling.
You face one of the league's best and one of the nation's best in Casey Mize. 104 strikeouts to 7 walks is a pretty incredible ratio. How does he go about mixing up his pitches to make it work?
Well, he's just a skilled guy that has a good arm, but he's got an assortment of pitches. I mean, this kid that moves the ball all the time. And, you know, in pitching today, we get really caught in on velocity, which he does have, but his velocity really moves at the plate, and it makes it very difficult. So I think from a hitting aspect, he creates quite a challenge for you. You've got to be really ready the minute you get up there, because he's not going to walk people, which is good, because it puts you in the frame of mind that you get up, you got to start looking at a certain place for a ball, and you got to be on right away. So it's a great opportunity for us.
He throws a splitter, right?
Yes, that's his fourth or fifth pitch. But he's got a couple of fastballs and a slider and a split. So you're going to have to zone a guy like this. And I remember talking to coaches after guys like Price and Gray left the league. And I asked him, I said, how did you approach them from an offensive standpoint? And he said, look at one pitch. If you're looking for all of them, you're not going to be able to get them. You just got to look for one and try to do the best you can with it.
For a young pitcher, is a splitter a hard one to learn because you have to disguise it well and the way you do your grip?
Yeah, I think that, because it is, it's a wide grip feel, so you'd have to do a nice job, particularly today with camera views and TV, of concealing it inside your glove. It's also, it has been said, to pose some difficulties to the elbow because it does split the fingers depending on how you grip it. Roger Craig, the old Detroit Tiger pitching coach, used to teach it. And it's a great pitch because it gets to the plate. You can't identify it. You think it's fastball, and all of a sudden the bottom drops out of the ball. So it's kind of a change-up slash sinker-type pitch. But if a guy really – a guy has to have a feel for the pitch, because there are not many people out there to throw it.
We're on with Vanderbilt's coach, baseball coach, Tim Corbin. Coach, I guess this is kind of a broad question, but – you know, I know you guys have a young, inexperienced team. When do you, as a coach, with this group of players, say that they now have experience? When does that, you know?
Well, Go ahead. Yeah, no, I think now, Blaine, I think you get to a point where they've played enough. And I think I try not to say too much about the age makeup of the team or not. You just, when you have them, you know that inexperience exists. But there's been enough experiences now to where they no longer are freshmen. They're sophomores, or they're no longer newcomers. They've been involved in the league. They have well over 100 at bats, or they have several touches on the mound. So I think now they're kind of growing into who they are. I think the biggest thing about our team is our juniors growing into who they are. And because this is a good time of year for the juniors to lead the team. So we've got several of them, and I'm looking forward to them growing just as much as the newcomers.
And through your past history there at Vandy, which has been a long history, typically when school ends, does, I guess, the players then kind of become more engaged? Or what have you found that once school ends, maybe things change a little bit, maybe they have a little more energy? What have you seen over the time?
Freedom. I think mental freedom. I think just the ability to come down and not be split. mentally, which is a big deal, because there's nothing else now that has to be on their mind. They really are focusing in on what they're doing on the field. And I would say the biggest thing, and I think this is more from a team standpoint, is you get them down here longer because they want to be here down at the facility together. So if we had a workout, let's say at 10 o'clock, you might see them down here from 8 a.m. to 3, 4 in the afternoon because they really have nothing else to do. And the facility, the way it's laid out right now, there's plenty to do down here. So it makes for a pretty good situation a lot of different ways.
Tim, you feel like over the last week you feel better about your offense, your bats, especially guys like Infante and DeMarco?
Yes, I think because South Carolina posed a pretty good challenge from a pitching standpoint. Those three right-handed starters were really good, and we got rid of all of them within four, two of them within two. So that was a big deal because we were very competitive and very aggressive early. And I think the Louisville game, the game got away so quick, it just kind of took the mojo out of the game. And then we got going again later in that game. But take it back to the South Carolina series. I thought we hit the ball well, and the level of confidence for the kids was pretty good. So we certainly want to take that and move forward with it because we're going to need it this weekend, particularly with a kid like Mize pitching tonight.
Watched some of the Red Sox Texas Rangers game, and of course, two former Commodores, the starting pitchers in that game. David Price did not fare well for the Red Sox, but you had to feel good about Mike Minor, you know, who has had quite a journey over the past 5, 6, 7 years since he was a first round pick in terms of arm problems and everything else.
He's come back from quite a bit now. That shoulder injury is not typically when that takes an extra effort to come back from that because there have been pitchers through the years that haven't been exposed to any baseball after they get done with that. But yeah, I am. Mike, he's quite a kid. Everything that he's gotten, he's earned himself, a country kid from Chapel Hill area. And to see him come back to baseball, be re-entered as a reliever, and now earn a starter role with Texas is been gratifying for him and his family, and certainly for us to see too. And then to see those two guys squaring off against each other the other night, I didn't get to see the whole game, but got to see bits and pieces of it. But Mikey fared well, and I'm happy for him.
Tim Corbin is our guest, Vanderbilt coach, Commodores at Auburn this weekend. How much will it help having J.J. Bleday back and available for you?
It will help if we can get him on the field. I think it's still day to day. I mean, he's here and he's swinging, but I think that injury there becomes a little bit mental just because you don't want to spook yourself again with that swing. That what I want to see is a check swing. You know, I want to see that offer off the plate that kind of makes your body do something that in a cage or off a tee you wouldn't do. And I think that's the difference right there. And I think he wants to feel it too. I can see his confidence growing each time. But last night, even on the field, he started to feel a little bit better. So as I told him, I said, you'll know. And when that time comes, could be tonight, could be tomorrow, could be Sunday. I said, you'll get that extra boost mentally saying, okay, I'm ready to go. And I have no fear about overswinging and hurting myself again.
As we finish up, you know, it seems like we talk to you every week going into these SEC series, but there's a chance for mobility depending on how the weekend goes. Man, all these teams still just remain so tightly bunched in the conference race.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, everyone's a 500 team for the most part, and that's good. I mean, we're playing a 10-11 team. They're playing an 11-10 team. But, you know, it's very little difference. You got 3 weekends, and those 3 weekends are going to create a lot of mystery with all the teams. But that's good. That's good. I don't know where it's going to bring everyone, but I think nationally when people start looking at spots and 64 teams and things like that, they're probably going to have to look at the SEC a little bit differently this year just because of the amount of evenness that you have. And I could see that coming. I really could. I don't know if we talked about it before the year, Kevin, but I could really see it coming just because of so many good players and a lot of good teachers inside the league. And there's just a lot of sameness everywhere now. So it's very difficult to spread yourself from anyone.
Heading into the stretch run. Tim Corbin, thanks so much. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, have fun back there with those Preds. That's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. That's been awesome.
Yeah, great. Thank you, guys.
All right, see you later.